Listen to the five speakers talking about how they react to challenges.
I used to bite my nails all the time, and I tried several times to give up without success. I just didn't seem to have the mental strength to quit. But when I was about 12, my mum promised she'd buy me a phone I really wanted if she didn't have to see those horrible bitten nails anymore. And I stopped the habit within 2 days. So, unfortunately, that experience made me realise I'm much more likely to succeed at things when I'm promised some kind of reward.
I've always been the kind of person who likes to look like everyone else and not draw attention to herself. So when a friend decided to shave off all the hair on her head to raise money for a cancer charity event, she thought I was joking when I agreed to take on the same challenge myself. Surprisingly, I didn't mind having my hair shaved, but walking into school next day was one of the hardest things I've ever done, as I was expecting people to laugh and stare at me. Everyone was really nice about it, though.
In my head, there's one of those photos that you see on social media of me screaming with terror and laughter as I throw myself off a very high platform with a rope tied around my feet. You know, those bungee jump things that people do to impress their friends, and then they buy the photo to prove they did it. What actually happened, sadly, is that I froze as I was standing on the platform, and I had to admit to myself that I just wasn't brave enough to do it.
I'd always dreamed of walking the whole of the 450-kilometer King's Trail in Sweden, north of the Arctic Circle. But when I finally did it, it was tougher than I'd imagined. I was exhausted from the long distances carrying a heavy backpack, wet from the constant rain showers and covered in mosquito bites. So you'd think that I would have been quite pleased when I finished it, wouldn't you? But quite the opposite. There's something magical about that place, and I wanted the trail to go on forever.
It might be hard to believe this now, but as a kid, I was really shy. Something that helped me to get over this was a trip to the UK to do a language course when I could speak hardly any English. One day, our teacher sent us out into the street to find some native English speakers to practice interviewing. You can imagine how nervous I was, approaching strangers, but I found myself talking to some lovely people, and that experience took away much of my fear and helped me believe in myself.